Sometimes longer isn't better. So if you're looking for a fantasy NFL game that doesn't last all season, try Paddy Power Fantasy. Every game week is a season in itself. Try it for free on our super short, super free contest on this Sunday's 6pm games. The top 1,500 customers in the contest win a prize with £1,000 for first place. Search Paddy Power Fantasy to pick your team. Paddy Power Fantasy. Hate waiting, love winning. Paddy Power Fantasy rules apply. 18+.
Hello and welcome to the Nat Coombs Show, presented by Paddy Power Fantasy, and it is our weekly fantasy special, which can mean, gang, only one thing: the return of the OG.
Nat, it feels like it's been so long since I've seen you. Like, I know it's only been a week.
It has been a week, right?
But the return, when you say the return of, you know, I feel like, I mean this quite genuinely, I feel like it's felt like it's been like 2-3 weeks.
I don't know. I've
missed you.
Oh man, that's a really touching way to start the show. And back at you, yeah. Loving your Harley Davidson. I mean, this is a season debut here.
Yeah,
it's
a
Harley Davidson t-shirt for the benefit of our podcast listeners who are not watching us on the ESPN UK channel.
Yeah.
Or indeed on our social media channels where you can watch the bit as well and see the OG in all his glory. That is a new development to the wardrobe this year.
Well, the thing is, I've been walking down the street, people see me, they go, "You've got to be a biker." You know, they see the velour, they see the purple, and they know I'm rock and roll through and through.
You are quite Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah,
I've always felt
and
that.
So I just thought, hey, I'm just going to have to steer into the skid on this one, get a Greek fisherman's hat and a Harley Davidson shirt, and away
we go. It's a perfect combo.
Except, but the one thing that I do regret, very early on into the piece is that with the Greek fisherman's hat that I've got, I've decided to have my hair down rather than behind my ears.
Yes.
Which means then when you've got the headphones on top of the hair, I really can't hear you. So I don't know what podcast we're doing right now, because I really have got no idea what I'm saying or what you're saying.
You're not missing much, mate, from my side of the table, to be fair. It's great to have you with us. Before we look into week 9, can you believe it?
Week 9.
And give you some steers for daily fantasy. Of course, get involved with Paddy Power Fantasy if you want to get your daily fantasy mojo on. Let's look back a little bit. It's all important to reflect and look back.
Massively.
And I will hold my hands up and say, OG, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point of daily fantasy. It's okay to say that, isn't it? Because you can go, phew, next week I can hopefully win, not lose some.
And exactly. And at least, I guess the yin and yang for me was, on the one hand, I told you guys last week, avoid Odell Beckham.
Right.
Didn't like the matchup. Too expensive. Love Beckham as a player. Not happening for me. And I was right on that one. Less correct on the Carolina Panthers as a defense.
Ooh, that hurts.
You can understand the logic, and this is the maddening thing and the great thing about daily fantasy and fantasy football. The logic was there.
Yeah.
Playmaking defense. Can see them bringing the points. It was a risky maneuver because I don't think anyone saw that 49ers performance quite to that degree, but it was a risky maneuver. But sometimes you've got to take that gamble. If you're going to separate yourself from the pack in tournament play, sometimes you've got to take a risk.
Absolutely. I think it's what we all love about fantasy in particular, because data doesn't lie to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. Statistics don't lie. And it's one of the major things we look at when picking players. But on the other side of things, there's a gut feeling behind certain reasons and decisions. And we spoke on last week's episode that it was actually going to be a really difficult Sunday night.
It was
looking like, you know, anything between, whether it be your value pick or your go big, it just felt like it wasn't the right week. And I knew that it was going to be a bit of a boom or bust. So for example, I'd say that my stack was probably the best scenario, you know.
Yeah, he did well with that.
So
I got Wilson and Lockett, right?
Wilson and Lockett. So Wilson 2 TDs, he got 15 points, and Tyler Lockett ran for 100 yards. You know, he got 16 points. So 32 combined. So it's certainly, you know, when you look at them as
always
a stack,
round up. You always got to round up. But it's an extra point.
It's, so that was probably my win again. You know, I had a gut instinct on Le'Veon Bell. Didn't quite work out there. But, you know, I'm pretty happy to know that was always going to be a write-off week. It was going to be a bit of a boom or bust. So, hey, we do push on, but it's important to look back.
We ride on.
Look back at your mistakes.
We ride on.
Brum, brum.
Let's start with the stack. And again, we made this point a couple of weeks back when Stafford went big, and I thought the defense, the offense of the Detroit Lions would go big, and Stafford filled his boots. I picked the wrong receiver.
Yeah.
So remember, with the stack, we are matching quarterbacks with receivers that we think are going to go big, but it could be that you think that passing offense of the team is going to go big, and you might fancy a different receiver in that mix as well.
Absolutely.
So the quarterback is, I guess, the kind of surer thing out of the two. And as we're seeing in that game, Marvin Jones went big. It could be quite the opposite. This week, Golladay has a massive game.
Yeah.
So pick your poison and take your pick on that one. Who are you going with your stack?
Yeah, so this week I was tempted by a few different combinations. Again, I was actually genuinely really tempted to go for Stephon Diggs and Kirk Cousins. I thought, I have already used them earlier on. And the beautiful thing about daily fantasy is, from my perspective at least, is I like to maybe occasionally back yourself and keep players you've already used.
Play the hot hand, yeah.
But then again, it's always about the risk. Yeah, totally change things up. So that's why I didn't go for them. So on this occasion, I have gone for Josh Allen and John Brown.
Interesting.
So Josh Allen, 7.7. John Brown is worth 6.2. Mm. So at the moment, Allen's averaging 18.3 fantasy points per game. So that's pretty good. And on the weekend, he completed 16 of 34 passes for 169 yards and 2 touchdowns. And that's where your points come from.
Yeah.
Specifically if you're a quarterback. If you can sneak in 1 or 2 touchdowns as well as, some pretty big throws, that's where you're going to get your points
from. And the ground game with him as well, of course, adding extra dimension.
Exactly right. So Brown in particular, he caught 5 of 8 targets for 54 yards. I think fantasy owners last week probably expected him to go a little bit better and really go a little bit harder against the Eagles. So
yeah.
I think I was a little bit surprised that he didn't do, quite as much last week, but up against the opposition this week against Redskins,
yeah.
You just feel like
it's a good matchup.
Yeah, he's going to let himself fly. So that's my stat.
And
for
decent value as well. So you're following that kind of line and not necessarily going for the biggest.
Yes.
Spending the biggest bucks here so you can invest elsewhere.
And you'll notice that as we go on for today's episode. All right. I'm really using my budget very well.
Watch this space. 60K, remember, is the budget if you're playing the Paddy Power fantasy game. I had they were definitely on my shortlist as well, actually. Not the Buffalo duo, but Cousins and Diggs. I was close to leading there. I like Rodgers and Devontae Adams as well. Adams back, but that's a high-risk strategy. He's
absolutely
back from 4 games. He could fill his boots and could easily see 3 touchdowns in his bread basket. Conversely, he might even be a game-time decision. They think he's going to start, but probably steer it clear of that one. I'm going Russell Wilson and DK Metcalf.
Nice.
For Seattle against Tampa Bay. Wilson's 8'6", OG.
Yeah.
Metcalf's 6'7", so I think real value there. So again, combine them together. Oh, let's do the maths. What, about 15 and change, right? For the pair of them. Wilson averaging almost 24 fantasy points a game this season. Metcalf less so, but they connected very well last week. Of course, 2 touchdowns, last week, and they're up against Tampa Bay. I think this is going to be a bit of a shootout, gunslinging. I can see Tampa Bay sucker punching and putting points on the board, but they're going toe to toe with Seattle. In Seattle, so Wilson is going to get things going as well. I think Wilson is obviously as sure thing as you can get in terms of fantasy quarterbacks this season. But I like the Metcalf matchup. But like I said earlier on, maybe it's Lockett, maybe it's one of his other receivers. Depends on which way you want to look.
So
at
you're
it.
Feeling way more confident about your quarterback decision this time around, and it's a risk.
A lot of
saying?
That with a stack, right? Yeah. I mean, I think even if you take Tampa Bay, let's flip this game and look at Tampa Bay. As we've seen, sometimes Godwin is the recipient. Sometimes Evans is the recipient and a big game. And there are a lot of teams like that in the NFL where there isn't an out-and-out number one receiver that is filling their boots. Yeah. You have the same issue, I guess, with the Vikings and Thielen, Diggs. Yeah. Diggs in particular this season, of course, hasn't been at the level he was last year. So I think you got to bear that in mind. And it's always a little bit of a dice roll when it comes to that. But I like the matchup. That's the key thing. I like Wilson in particular. I see a lot of points here. What about going big? Where are you going?
Well, I'm going back to the Vikings. I've already gone big on him once, and I'm going to go big on him again. Dalvin Cook, he is in elite form. He's averaging 22.6 fantasy points per game. So he's pretty much a surefire. However, he is costly. He is going to set you back £9,000 this week.
Mm.
But it just feels like at this stage, he's close becoming. There are a couple of other running backs in the conversation, but he is becoming the golden child of fantasy at the moment.
McCaffrey really almost in a league of their own in that position particularly.
And one thing we saw on the weekend in particular with Thielen being out, and it's looking like that Thielen might be out again this weekend.
Right.
Even if he is in, his workload will be limited with Doxon coming in as well. Mm. So the one thing that impressed me was Cook was just as dominant in receiving the ball, not just running it. So it looks like at the moment, the way that they're playing him, it's a surefire. And for 9K, I've got to go big. And remember, when we go big, we're going big on two reasons. We're going big because it's a gut instinct and you know they're going to give you big points. We're also going big because we're spending big on this one.
I love the matchup as well, because again, we're talking shootouts. I think it's fair to say Minnesota Kansas City is going to be a shootout, right?
Well, I mean, it depends if Mahomes plays. I think it's almost a guaranteed shootout.
If he does, that's a fair shot. Matt Moore's, we were talking about it on the Friday pod. Go and check that out with Tom Deacon in the house this week. We called Matt Moore serviceable.
Sure.
that was our really glamorous description for Matt Moore. Love that pick. I am going with the running back as well. I'm going with Nick Chubb. Who is 900 quid cheaper than Dalvin, 8,100. So still a fair bit of cash at your 60k budget. He's averaging 18.25 fantasy points a game, averaging 105 yards per game, which is number one in the NFL. As this Browns side gets more and more dysfunctional, they are going to rely more and more on Nick Chubb to get them out of a jam. The penny has dropped now. Let's go with Chubb, just like they were doing last season. I don't know why they weren't doing it earlier in the season. Go with Nick Chubb. He tore up the Patriots, and no one else has done that this season. And he thinks he's going to do the
this
same thing
this season, but ever. It feels like for a very long time.
He's going to do, much like you said at the top of the show, it felt like a couple of weeks. It felt like the Patriots were good for, well, they have been good for 17 years.
Yeah.
They are up against Denver, and I know this defense is playing tight, and I like this Denver defense, but I think he's going to get a lot of carries. He carried it 20 times against New England. I think there's going to be a similar situation here. It's in Denver. Yeah. It's in Mile High. I think he's going to see a lot of touches, and I think he's going to clock up the points. And I think if Cleveland are going to get any scores in this game, Nick Chubb is likely to be right in the mix here. So I think you've got a reasonable banker in terms of volume of yards, and I think it's a decent bet that he's going to get at least a score. So my go big for $8,000, $8,100 to be precise, Nick Chubb.
Perfect. All right.
Bargain picks, opposite end of the spectrum. Where are you going there?
Yeah, so value pick, anything under £6,000, we are setting that line as a pick, you know, not necessarily, you know, looking at the broader scheme of things. You can have value across the you know, across the site, but it looks as if, you know, we've decided from very early doors that 6K and under is our limit.
We were
last
told, weren't
week,
we? It was an order.
It was an order, we were told.
I've seen some fantasy columns, and there's a value pick. Daily Fantasy Columns is a value pick, and it's $8,500.
Yeah.
How is that? How is that a value pick?
Okay,
exactly?
Sure, why not? No, it's interesting. But yes, we are sticking with £6,000 and under. And last week, as we talked about, I was really struggling, as were you, with picking a really good value, because there's lots of players under that £6,000 mark, but it's actually spending that money and trying to get some points back. You know, we're not just spending, you know, as little money for the sake of it. We actually want to get some points back. So for me, it's slightly easier this week. I'm going with Jalen Samuel for £5,000, has been fully cleared. He is fit. And on the other side of things, Benny Snell and James Connor are out, it seems to be.
Yeah.
So he will get great game time. And
the thing is,
for £5,000, you very rarely get a player of that caliber that will be playing pretty much the whole game.
Yeah.
You don't get a starter for £5,000. Yeah. You get someone who will feature. So I think back him.
Love it. Okay. I'm with you on what you were saying, OG, about finding the right fit last week, and I was kind of struggling a little bit this week, and I ummed and ahed a bit. Sammy Watkins crossed my radar because Sammy Watkins is available at 6K. Going back to what we said earlier, I think there's going to be a lot of points on the board against Minnesota. And of course, he is due a big score, a big return after missing so much of the season through injury. So I think that is a kind of high risk, close but no cigar pick for me in terms of fantasy. But have a look at him, averaging 14.2 fantasy points a game. And if you think there's going to be a lot of points on the board, then I would look at him, whether it's Holmes, Mahomes or Matt Moore playing there.
Yeah.
But I'm going Zach Ertz.
Ooh, nice.
Philly have got Chicago. I think, look, he hasn't been his usual self, and as a result, his value has plummeted.
Yep.
But I think this is going to be one of those games. I think Philly, absolutely, both teams need the win, and Chicago's season is done. Some would argue it already is, but it's definitely done if they don't win this game. But I think Philly are going in with their tails up after last week. I think it's still going to be a bit of a slugfest. It's still a strong Bears D, and I think Carson Wentz looks to Zach Ertz in this game. So I think he's going to see a lot of looks. I could see him. He's obviously a great red zone threat as well. If you think it's not going to be a rip-roaring humdinger of a points fest, then I think Zach Ertz might well be a decent red zone target as well. I just like it. He's ranking second in the league in terms of targets already, and I think that trend will continue. And Carson Wentz will go to him. So for 6K, I like that.
6K. You love it. You love a 6K, don't you?
I don't really look below that, mate.
No,
short list, close on 6K, whereas you deep dive. You show real value.
I'm a bargain hunter.
What I should do is dig out that column I found, and we'll go and show the ESPN top brass and say, look, this value's 8.5K according to these guys.
Yeah.
Give us a bit of a break.
Exactly.
What about avoid?
Yeah, so I think going into this week, I actually had the same trouble as I did with the value, but this week I've got it with the avoid. I was really struggling on who to avoid, because there's so many reasons to avoid a player. One, it goes down to gut instinct. It goes down to whether or not you think they're going to be targeted. Third is, are they going to be injured? You know, what's the workload going to be like? So my initial instinct is to avoid Mahomes. So whether or not he plays for mine is, if he does play, I think that, you know, the Vikings in their current form are actually you know, I think their defense is good enough to stop the Chiefs at the moment. And I get the sense from an outsider's perspective, it seems as if they're rushing Mahomes' return.
Do you think they should? Because if they're going to be looking at it thinking we've got the West sorted, but what about home field advantage in the playoffs? Is that going to maybe tempt
them? I totally agree, but the problem is with a Mahomes, he's going to be there for so many years. Don't rush him back right now. Right. It doesn't make sense to me. So my gut instinct is that they're rushing him back, but I'm going to either avoid him or I'm going to make a stand. I'm going to make a stand because I think that this is ridiculous. Mm. I'm going to avoid McCaffrey.
What?
Are you ready for this? He is rated 9,700 pounds this week. And when we're talking about the context of daily fantasy, say I've gone for going big, Dalvin Cook at 9,000. So he's 700 pounds, cheaper than McCaffrey.
Right.
They both average, Dalvin Cook averages 22, McCaffrey 24. So you're roughly going to get possibly the same amount of points, but in the context of this game, 700 pounds could go a long, long, long way.
I love that. I really do. Partly because I've looked at that game as well, which I'll come to that in a minute for my avoid pick, but that's a really, really sound point that you're not suggesting that McCaffrey's necessarily going to disappear completely.
Totally.
But for the value, for the money, it just doesn't make sense.
But this is why I struggled this week in particular, because normally you go for a player that you feel like two weeks ago when I wanted to avoid Matt Ryan, he got 2.6 points, you know. And as I shouldn't. But this week in particular, it just feels like, no, I want to restructure my team completely and use that extra 700 pounds elsewhere. And I do think against the Titans in particular, they've got everything, you know, defense-wise capable of actually holding McCaffrey.
Yep,
you know, they're averaging, 3.9 yards per carry allowed. So it's actually, you know, if there's going to be a game where McCaffrey's not going to boom, I'm going to back it for this week. So I'm making a stand. 9.7, way too much.
I am going to the same game and I'm going Kyle Allen for my avoid as well. And I wasn't cribbing, gang, by the way. I wasn't kind of leaning over and reading all these notes and changing my answer last week.
It was like that scene in Mr. Bean in the exam where he goes,
Look, I think you can look at this as an overreaction because of what happened against the 49ers. It's a little bit of that. I think that's going to knock your confidence. It's a little bit, and he threw three picks against the 49ers last week. It's a little bit that Kyle Allen is a good backup quarterback that has done well coming in. But with most backup quarterbacks, what we tend to see happen is after 5, 6, 7 games, they revert to type a little bit. And it's hard to sustain that level of play. But it's mainly the matchup, as you say, against Tennessee, who were really efficient defense. Mike Vrabel has got this team. They are always in the hunt. I don't see the value whatsoever. 6'8 as well. You might think, well, compared to other quarterbacks, that looks like a kind of decent. You might think I'm going to get a McCaffrey. I'm going to spend big elsewhere. And then I'll put in Kyle Allen. He's been pretty good recently. It's the Tennessee Titans are not the 49ers defensively or collectively. That's an okay matchup. We've seen big games from Allen this season. Don't like it. 6'8. Avoid. Defense.
Yes, so, you know, listeners will be shocked. I'm actually bucking the trend. Normally, as we all know, I will, pick anyone who's playing the Dolphins.
Every week.
I've actually felt bad for the Dolphins recently. I think that's unfair. You know, like, I wanted to change things up.
You're becoming...
Well, a bike rider.
I mean, literally changing. You're just becoming warmer and just kind of more of a rounded kind of guy.
Look, thank you. Thank you for noticing. I'm maturing. I got rid of the moustache, I've calmed right down.
Get rid of the moustache the week that Gardner Minshew is in London.
Yes, exactly right. That makes no sense at all, I know. But hey, there's no room in this town for two moustaches.
That's a very fair point.
But I am going for the Bills. And this is where the 700 pounds difference between Cook and McCaffrey comes into play.
Nice.
Because normally a defense would cost, I'm paying maybe high threes, early fours.
Yep.
But I'm going to pay 5K for this particular defense. They are playing the Redskins. Seems as if Keenan will be out, and even if he with concussion, of course, but if Haskins play, he's not been great. You know, when we have seen him, we've not seen him a lot, but he's really struggled. So, you know, for 5K, that's where I'm getting that real restructuring of this particular team. So, yeah, I'm going to back the Bills in this one.
Love it. I love that pick. And a smart, shrewd example. I had to use the dollar. I'm going quite big on cost as well. Slightly less than yours, but a couple of hundred quid. 4.8 for the Indianapolis Colts. Up against the Steelers. I just think this is a really well-run Colts side, yep. really well-run Colts defense in particular. You mentioned earlier the problems that the Steelers have at running back. Yep. I do like, irrespective of this pick, DeSamuel's pick, I like that. But I think the Colts D will revert to type. I think they'll be playing as they have done for most of this season. 4-8, I think that's a really good value. I looked at a few others. Buffalo's a great shout, incidentally. Philly as well, I think you could look at against Chicago at 4-6. They're averaging 8 a game. And of course, this is Trubisky we're talking about here. They held Buffalo to 253 total yards last week. The Eagles decent, playing well. But in the end, I'm going Indy.
When we're looking at week 9, looking back on the defense choices that you've picked, are you happy with the amount of money you're spending? Because I've been I've been really happy with the fact that, as I said, I've been spending around high threes,
yeah.
and they get you around between that 10 and 15 point margin.
Yeah, like any any pick of a D, you can sometimes completely luck out, by getting a Carolina, a 49ers playmaker defense that just fills their boots and gets you those bonus points, which again, to your point, is going to tip you over the edge maybe in a tournament. So I do think that's something you got to look at, that maybe it's worth a gamble. This is my Carolina argument. I'm not letting it go last week, that it's a boom or bust play. And I think you've got to be brave in a tournament situation, because you've got to make picks that are going to separate you. Have some sure things. Have a Dalvin Cook, have a McCaffrey, of course, because you've got to fill your boots and know you're going to get points there. But to separate yourself from the pack, that's when you've got to look at the edge and look at the picks that are going to fly or tank. But, you got to live by the sword, die by the sword, right,
OG? You certainly
do. Hey, speaking of which, we've got a listener league next week. Ooh. The Nat Coombs Show listener league, which you will be allowed to enter for free.
Yep.
And there is a serious cash prize as well.
How much are we talking?
Serious.
Can we not mention it yet?
Not right now. But we can next week. On Monday's show, all the details will be revealed. And follow us on social media as well. At the NC Show, we will let you know all about it. And we'll go head-to-head as well. I don't think we're technically allowed to enter the league, but we will enter. We will put teams together.
Okay.
So we will be kind of unofficial head-to-head, which we probably should have done all season long, thinking about it.
Yep, week 9.
I'll talk to Harry, the producer. We'll get that done. Stay tuned on that one, gang. And Nat Coombs Show Fantasy League, free to enter, cash prizes. We expect you to get on board and put to practice some of the stuff that you've heard on the show all season long. Crack and work, OG.
Love it.
Loving your style. Head out to Paddy Power Fantasy if you want to get involved this weekend. All kinds of tournaments going on there. Plenty of free tournaments with cash prizes already on the site as well. So get involved with that. And we also have, of course, have our 4 podcasts a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and this one dropping on Saturday. Terrific guests all season long, getting you up to speed, getting the intel up to speed for your NFL fantasy, daily fantasy, and just being a fan, OG, right? Just being a fan.
And fashion too, I would have thought.
Yeah, and fashion too.
Possibly.
We'll see you next week.